Mel's about to call you. He just called me.
How did he get the wrong number?
I don't know.
I probably...
I gave him the right number.
792-5785. Yeah. That's probably what I gave him.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the guy yesterday. I gave him 693.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Mel Tellis.
All right. KERV, good morning. You're on the air.
Mr. Tellis.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm on the highway. I'm just... I'm up at Tipton, Georgia. I'm heading to Nashville in my truck. I'm going to get on the bus and come to Kerrville, Texas.
All right. Well, I apologize. I guess I gave you the wrong telephone number.
Well, I call it FM.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
okay. That's okay. I got you.
And I appreciate it. Well, we're looking forward to having you in town.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there, man. I always have a good time when I come to Texas. And I got my stateside band. I've had them. We're the oldest running band in country music.
Really?
Stateside. Yeah, I got two guys that have been with me for 46 years, and five guys for 35 years, and two guys for 15, and one guy for 2 years.
That is a pretty good track record right there.
Yeah. And I love them. Man, they're a good band, too. They can just play a lot of... Bob Wills stuff. We do a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did two albums with Mr. Bob Wills.
And I have got one of them in a radio station.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wrote a couple of songs. And one of them was Looking Over Looking Over my Shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Now, how long, when did you start, Mel? How long have you been in the business?
I've been in since 1957.
Who were the guys that you were listening to that you really tried to emulate when you first started out, or the guys that you really liked? Who were they?
Well, my voice was more like a Red Foley than it was a Lefty Frizzell, and I loved old Lefty, and I loved Hank and Carl Smith and Ray Price. Boy, I loved all those guys. And later on, the more that I got away from Red Foley, and I started doing a little more country. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So. Was there ever, the early years, how did you get started? Was this something that you always wanted to do since you were real young, or did it just happen that way, or how did you get involved?
Well, you know, I could always sing. You know, I started, you know, really, really bad when I was a young fellow, and I still do, but some guy came through my autograph line not too long ago. He said, "I paid $35 to hear you stutter, and you ain't stuttered one damn bit." and I said, "I'm trying to quit, sir." But when I found out I couldn't talk, I said, "Well, I'll just have to sing, I guess, the rest of my life, because you can sing without stuttering." And the older I get, the less I stutter. It's hard for me to read a cue card without stuttering, or it's hard for me to read a book orally to somebody without stuttering.
Right, okay.
But I can sing and I can get on stage. I hardly stutter at all anymore on stage. and people just get kind of confused about that, but, you know, I'm getting better.
Do you still tell jokes on stage?
Well, I do if it's a I can't do it in a club or places like that, but I tell stories that they're not jokes.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, you, I think, are friends with a good friend of mine, a guy who has also got a comedic stretch, a guy named David Stallings.
Oh, he's my buddy, old David. Yeah, he's over around...
Nacogdoches.
Yeah, over in East Texas.
Right, right.
Yeah, I worked for him not too long ago someplace. You know, I think it was in someplace I worked for him.
Okay.
I can't remember where it was about now.
Okay. Yeah, he told me to make sure and tell you good morning and tell you hello.
But bless his heart, he's a good old boy. I really like him.
Yeah, he's a matter of fact, he is going to, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's going to be down here hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so. So we're going to get a chance to visit with him.
He's funny.
Now,
I like the story he tells about he put the monkey in the hole after the. Going down in there to get something.
Oh, the snakes.
Yeah, to get the snake. Yeah, that's a funny story. I can just see that. I can vision that.
Now, if folks, if you don't know who we're talking about the guy you hear here on the road show by the name of Willie P. Richardson. That is who we are referring to right now. Yeah. He is... David has delighted crowds for a long time with his pranks and his telephone calls and such. So. Now, Mel.
Well, the little midget that he used to have, he passed away, that little midget.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he used to have a little midget in the show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
I just called him Midge.
Now, so you got two shows on Saturday, a matinee show at 3:30, a evening show at 7:30.
Where will I be? Is this a club or?
It is a theater.
A theater, okay, that's good. I like a theater. I can tell my stories at a theater.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a big, nice, fancy, really a great venue. Great house sound, great house lights. So it will. And, of course, Ray Price played here a couple times in the past couple of years. So it was great to be able to get Ray down here and play. And so occasionally there are some really top quality, big name entertainers. And
I wrote a lot of songs for Ray Price.
Did you?
Heart Over Mine, One More Time, Burning Memories, a whole bunch of them.
Now, okay, well, let me ask you this then. Was the writing, was that something you were doing before you started singing?
Oh, I guess the both. No, I was singing first. I didn't know I could write a song, but. I got out of the Air Force and I went to work for the railroad, Atlantic Coast Line, and I would use my pass to go to Nashville. I'd take the ACL, the Atlantic Coast Line Railroad to Jacksonville, Florida, and then I'd get on the L&N and go right into Nashville.
Okay.
In those days, they only had about three or four publishing companies. And I knocked on every one of the doors, and they said, "We need songs. We need songs." And they said, "You sing pretty good, but you can't talk." I said, "Well, what do I need?" And they said, "You need a gimmick." I said, "I can't talk." So anyway, they told me that they needed some songs, so I said, "Well, I just have to try that." So I went back home, got on the railroad, on the train. I'd write songs on the train, you know, and I'd entertain the engineer, you know, sometimes to keep him awake. And I'd write songs, and I guess the first one I wrote was a song called "I'm Tired," and it went number two for Webb Pierce.
Webb Pierce, yeah.
And then I wrote another one called "Honky Tonk Song," and it went number one for Webb Pierce. I recorded it. I got on Columbia Records, and I made a record of it. And it came out, and Webb Pierce had covered me on it. And he killed my record, but he went number one. I started to have a little money coming in, you know, and I said, "Well, I left the railroad." I wrote a song for Charlie Pride called "The Atlantic Coastline Railroad." You're riding the Atlantic Coastline.
Right.
And he did that one, and I wrote the other side of it called "Snakes Crawl at Night." So I started out as a writer, mainly. But I finally got on records. And
really? You wrote "Snakes Crawl at Night"? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Things begin to happen, and I've been around for 57 years now.
Well, that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
Now, do you still write any?
Yeah, I write a few. I wrote one the other day.
Do you ever introduce those into your shows?
No. I don't do them until I get them recorded or I record them myself.
Okay. Well, quite a story career, 57 years. You've not only, of course, a prolific writer and performer, spent a little time acting as well, huh?
Yeah, I did a few little movies. Well, I did about 13 in all, you know.
Right.
Burt Reynolds, he used me in four of his movies.
Now, you guys are both from Florida, right?
I'm sorry?
Weren't both of you guys from Florida?
Yes, we're from Palm Beach County, and he's from over in the rich section, and I was over in Pahokee, over on Okeechobee Lake, and he called me Pahokee Trash. Oh, boy. But I did the Clint Eastwood movies, and I had in one of his movies, I did Ever Which Way But Loose was a movie, and I did Coca-Cola Cowboy in that movie, and also You Send Me Down to Tucson.
Right.
And Clint found both of those songs, and he wanted me to record them for their album, their soundtrack album, and I did, and I put them out, and both of them, I think that Send Me Down to Tucson went number two or one. Both of them, I think, went number one.
Right. Wow, that had to be a big time to think that you could go out and have a couple of songs recorded and performed in a movie, and they both hit number one.
Yeah, that's something.
Those days are few and far between for most artists, I would think, today.
Well, the business has kind of changed a little bit. Especially for me and the older acts.
Right.
So, but everything's, I ain't knocking the new stuff. It's still time, you know. I've had my time, and I'm still around.
How many shows do you play a year?
I still do about 100 days a year.
That's pretty good for a guy as young as you are.
Yeah.
Well,
and I dress my band. You know, we look like a band. You know, Ray Price, he always said, "Man, dress your band." And I took his advice. And I dress my band to the nines.
So as I was counting earlier when you were talking about the longevity of your band members, how many years these guys have been with you? What did I count? 10, 11 guys?
9 band members of my son. He sings with me.
Okay.
And he's a songwriter, Boy Goodman. He wrote The Ride for Chris LeDoux.
Ah. Okay.
And he wrote When I Think of Angels, I Think About You. He wrote that. He's a mighty good songwriter. I'm very proud of it. And he sings on the show, and people really like him.
Okay. So, two shows, that's, how long of a show are we looking at? We're going to have the 3:30, we'll have the matinee show, and then we'll have the evening show at 7:30.
Well, it'll be about the same. I normally do between an hour and a half and 2 hours.
Okay.
It all depends on the venue, but how long they want.
Okay. How many times do they keep clapping?
Well, yeah, that helps.
Well, I tell you what, I for one am looking forward. I've never seen you, and I am looking forward to seeing the show. I really.
Well, are you going to MC it?
Not that I've been told, no sir.
Oh.
I would have to imagine that Bob Nichols from Texmo Entertainment. This is their part of their concert series. So I went.
All right.
And Bob was okay. He was a Branson guy for a long time. So.
Who?
Bob Nichols?
Yeah, but I know Bob.
Yeah, his group, Texmo Entertainment, is the guys that are putting this shindig on.
Yeah, that's good. Boy, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so I have to assume that Bob will be emceeing the show, which is great.
Well, fine, that'll be fine.
Bob never met a microphone he didn't like. Mr. Tillis, thank you so much for the time. Sorry for the confusion on the telephone numbers this morning.
That's all right. And you tell them folks down there in Texas that I play twin fiddles, and I have ever since I started my band. And you don't come to Texas without fiddles.
That's what I want to hear.
And I got them, buddy.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Cali Theater. Mel Tillis.
Okay. Okay, Big D. It's good to talk to you, my friend.
Good talking to you, too. And I promise I won't scare you when I see you in person on Saturday.
Okay. Take it easy.
Thank you, sir.
See you. Bye-bye.
All right. 9:49 here this morning. That is Mel Tillis. Thank you very much, Mel. That was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to shaking hands and saying hello to him on Saturday out at the Cali Theater. Now, if you have not gotten your tickets, please go to KerrvilleTickets.com, and you can also go to call 792-3536.